Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, my sweet friend. How is your week going? Has it been as crazy as mine? I mean, nothing too crazy has happened, I guess, but I've just been having trouble finding my new rhythm lately with the colder weather, the nights getting dark earlier, and Mamba getting bigger and more hard-headed than ever. I don't think I realized what I was signing up for with him. I've never owned a big dog, and let's just say he is definitely creating more challenges. Well, enough about me. I just want to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me week after week. I just broke 1,000 downloads earlier this week, and I can't even begin to describe the gratitude I am feeling right now. Your support is so appreciated, and I definitely could not do this without you. So today, I want to share with you an easy way to burn more fat, build more muscle, and have glowing skin. What more could you ask for, right? If these are all things you're looking for, you are going to love today's episode. So would you like to know what it is that can make such bold claims? Why, water, of course. I've been reading a new book called JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet, and she has so many great tips. Now, I'm still working through all the ins and outs of her plan and want to share more about how we can incorporate some of those concepts into our keto lifestyle in a later episode. But she made some great points about water in one of the sections. So many of these tips come directly from her book, which of course I will link for you in the show notes. I know we all get tired of hearing to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Am I right? Well, I think after hearing these reasons, you'll definitely want to be more mindful of your water intake. So here are 7 reasons why drinking enough water is so important. Number 1, water helps you eat less during your meals. A study in the journal Obesity Silver Spring showed that when people drank 8 ounces of water before each meal, they had greater fat loss compared to people who didn't drink water before they ate. Another study presented at the American Chemical Society's annual conference showed that 2 glasses of water before every meal helped people lose an average of 15.5 pounds, 5 pounds more than non-water drinkers over a 3-month period of time. Now, JJ suggests the only time we shouldn't be drinking water is during meals because it can dilute the stomach enzymes that break down protein. Did you know that? I had actually totally forgotten about this and was thankful for the reminder as I do have a habit of drinking quite a bit of water during my meals. Number 2. Water can make your skin glow. Because skin is your body's largest organ, it's also your most significant detoxification agent. Perspiration and evaporation are mechanisms designed to cleanse your skin and remove waste. Without adequate water, that waste builds up, leading to breakouts, acne, and other problems. Poor hydration also means your body can make less new collagen, and the existing collagen becomes brittle. We definitely don't want that now, do we? Number 3. Water helps muscle maintenance and recovery. Muscle tissue is about 75% water, which explains why even 3% dehydration can reduce muscle strength up to 15%. Dehydration also shrinks muscle cells and leads to protein breakdown. Optimal hydration replenishes electrolytes and reduces exercise-related inflammation. I don't know about you, but I need all of the muscle strength I can get. Number 4. If you're not well hydrated, you're not detoxifying. Even if you're eating organically and the cleanest keto ever, dehydration means your body can't detoxify with maximum efficiency. Water flushes waste from your cells, but when you're dehydrated, your cells draw water from your blood, stressing your heart and preventing your kidneys from purifying blood. Your liver and other organs also feel the pressure. Toxic buildup leads to constipation, literally forcing your body to cling to the waste it needs to eliminate. Let's just stop here for a moment and let that sink in. This alone should give us a wake-up call when it comes to the importance of water. We have to protect our precious temple that God has given us. As it says in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Number 5, dehydration can raise stress hormones. Some experts believe dehydration is the number one cause of stress. Even mild dehydration of 1 to 2% can raise levels of the stress hormone cortisol. And remember what cortisol is so good at? Storing fat around your middle and breaking down muscle. If you'd like to hear more on ways to combat stress, refer back to episodes 11, 12, and 12.5. In bonus episode 12.5, I share a 2-minute breathing meditation with you that you can use anytime you are stressed. And guess what? It will also fire up your metabolism. Number 6, dehydration can create fatigue. When you don't drink enough water, nothing good happens. Your metabolism screeches to a halt, your fluid balance is upended, and your blood volume drops. Your heart struggles to deliver nutrients and oxygen to your tissues. You're hit with headaches, brain fog, and fatigue. Ironically, fatigue will probably mean you reach for a different liquid altogether. Let's keep the coffee coming, right? And I'm not sure if you can relate, but I tend to drink less water when I travel because I don't like having to get up multiple times to use the restroom on the plane, especially if I'm in the middle seat, which is almost always the case. But I feel so fatigued when we land, as my body is used to being well hydrated. I can't imagine feeling like that constantly. Can you? Number 7. Water can reduce cravings. Thirst can come disguised as hunger, and you're in a bad way when you can't tell the difference between just needing some water or the entire bag of potato chips. Am I right? I think this is something we both struggle with, so it's great to know how much of an impact water can make on those pesky cravings. Hello, friend. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's working for me. If you go to CherieHaynes.BulaFit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they've played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to CherieHaynes.BulaFit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes.
Okay, I hear you, friend. What are you supposed to do if you don't like the taste of water? I'm so glad you asked. Here are a few ideas for you. Number one, add slices of lemon, lime, cucumber, or orange to your water. Number two, enhance water with fresh mint leaves, basil, ginger, rosemary, or cilantro. Number three, infuse water with fresh berries, pineapple, or melon. Have you ever experimented with this? I often forget about this tasty treat, but it is so refreshing. Now, the easiest way I found of infusing water is to place the fruit you want to use into a large glass with a lid. Break up the fruit a bit with the back of a spoon to help release the natural flavors into the water. Then cover the fruit with at least 4 cups of purified water and place in the refrigerator overnight. I promise you, you are going to thank me in the morning when you taste this deliciousness. Now, since I know how busy you are and drinking water is not always on your list of top priorities, I wanted to take a moment to share with you the most important times to drink water. When I incorporate water at these specific times, it makes a huge impact on my levels of energy and overall well-being. So within 30 minutes of waking up, drink 16 ounces of water. You might even fill up your glass the night before and put it on your nightstand or bathroom counter so it's ready for you in the morning. 30 to 60 minutes before each meal, drink at least 16 ounces of water. Now again, as a reminder, during your meals, only drink 4 to 8 ounces of water. Wait to continue drinking water until 60 minutes after your meal, and then feel free to drink as much as you'd like once again. Remember, we don't want to dilute those stomach enzymes. Now here's an important one. Do you get hungry like I do sometimes right before bed? I thought you might be able to relate. Well, if you get in the habit of drinking 8 ounces of water before bed, it will shut down those hunger pains almost instantly. Now that we've talked about the physical benefits of drinking water, I want to reference the spiritual aspects as well. As it says in John 4, verse 14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And also Isaiah 58, verse 11. "And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." There is too much in these verses to fully unpack today, but let me know by leaving me a review on iTunes if you'd like for me to dive deeper in a future episode so that together we can learn more about God's living water and how we can turn to Him for nourishment. As you know by now, friend, I think it's so important to continue reminding ourselves that God will help fulfill every single need that we have as long as we invite Him in. I truly believe this journey becomes so much more enjoyable when we realize we are not in this alone. Well, as our time comes to an end, I just want to thank you once again for listening and send you off with a prayer that is on my heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I am full of gratitude right now for this amazing friend you've brought into my life. Please comfort them as well as their families this week. Life can seem so overwhelming when we lose sight of you, so please remind them that you are always there and that you look forward to continuing to walk with them on this journey. I pray that these tips on the importance of drinking water not only help nourish their physical bodies, but also serve as a reminder that with you, they will never be thirsty again. What an amazing gift, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too.